we like to cook together. She tends to do her own experiments, and she's very independent. So now she likes to cook without me there.
Tomatoes for Neela is so cute. Congrats on the new book.
Thank you.
What inspired this?
You know, it's based on a story that I used to tell my daughter Krishna when she was going to sleep. She came home from her dad's house saying that she'd had pomegranates and she wanted pomegranates at our house too, because we love pomegranates.
Yeah.
And it was July, it was actually this time of year. And I said, "Well, why are you eating pomegranates now? We only eat those when it gets cold. There are pumpkins around, it's Halloween,
Yeah.
where you need to go." She said, "I don't know, because I saw them." And it dawned on me that one of the drawbacks of living in such a land of plenty like we do is that, you know, kids, how would kids know what grew when
Right.
unless they lived near a farm or unless a grown-up took the time to tell them, you know, remember, like, there are seasons to the year. And for most of the country, I mean, I guess not if you live in Florida or California or something, but for most of the country, you know, things grow in certain cycles, and that's also good for the soil. But it's also good to eat things when they're in season because, first of all, they're more delicious, but they're also better for you.
Yeah, and they taste better when they're in season.
Yeah, so Tomatoes for Neela really just came out of that little story. And honestly, I've always wanted to do a children's book, but, you know, children's literature is its own thing, and I really admire it and respect it. So I didn't really think much of it. And then literally, I was at my Pilates studio, and an editor who is my editor, you know, Tamar Braces, who's really thoughtful and wonderful, she told her teacher that she would really like to publish a book with me. And they just told her, you know, she's very approachable, ask her. And then she took me out to brunch, and I said, "Well, I have this story that I always tell Krishna, would you like to read it?" And I had written it down. And so I, you know, sent it to her, and she loved it. I mean, we did edit it and shape it and alter it. It's not the original story I told Krishna, but the book is really about teaching kids about when things grow, why it's important to eat them then, and also to respect where our food comes from. And if there's back matter, there's a whole section on farm workers and, you know, making sure that everybody in the food chain has an equitable place, and that their work is respected. It also talks about tomatoes. There are a lot of tomato facts. It's also about recipe writing. It's an intergenerational story. It's about a mom and daughter. So in that, it's very, you know, autobiographical. But there's also the grandma who can't be there in person, but is there and will come and visit, which really speaks to the moment we're living in, because, you know, everybody's on Zoom. Everybody's, you know, FaceTime with their grandparents and their families. So it was really about the importance of writing recipes down and teaching kids how to do that, because recipes are a great way, for example, to teach children how to spell just with ingredients. Also, how to organize your thoughts, write the ingredients in the order that they appear in the recipe. You know, that's a puzzle for kids to solve. And then it teaches them sequential thinking and how to write directions in a clear, simple way. But also, as they get older into fourth and fifth grade and third grade, they're learning about fractions, of course, three cups and teaspoons and things like that.
It's a beautiful book. The illustrations are gorgeous too. What is your relationship like with Krishna in the kitchen?
My relationship has always been great with Krishna in the kitchen. You know, of course, because of what I do, our kitchen is kind of always active. So we test our recipes there. You know, we're doing our Instagram videos in my kitchen. We are also, like, just researching about food and writing in there. So there's always some activity going on in there. So sometimes when that stuff is going on, she knows it's like heavy duty work. She's like, "Okay, I'll come back. Let me know when the coast is clear so I can make my TikTok video," you know? So, you know, we do cook together a lot. She's really good. Like, I can remember the first recipe she ever made, which was actually tomatoes sliced in, you know, just little pieces, like small cherry tomatoes cut in quarters with a serrated butter knife. mm-hmm. a pinch of sea salt and balsamic vinegar. She always loved balsamic vinegar. And oh. she would toss that, and she would dress my cottage cheese in the morning. And that's the recipe that she made. You know, it's kind of like a caprese, but...
Yeah, her take on it. That's awesome. What traditions that you had in the kitchen growing up are you wanting to pass on to her?
All of them, hopefully. I hope that, you know, Krishna's 11, and by the time she's 18 and goes to college, I hope that I am able to teach her how to make a pâché of recipes that will ensure that she eats well and can survive out in the wild on her own. I mean, she's already there. Like I said, she knows how to make fried chicken, and she can make couscous with sriracha butter. That's another specialty of hers. But with vegetables, she'll have carrots in there and celery and stuff. But I hope that I send her to college with just like a dozen recipes, a good roast chicken, sauteed vegetables, chicken soup, an omelet, you know, just different things. She must know how to make rice. Hopefully she knows how to make a couple pasta dishes and other things, just so she doesn't starve. And she, you know, she's already really great with salad dressing, and her salad dressings are really creative. So she's going to have her veggies, I hope. But I think everybody, whether you're male or female, whatever you do in life, you should be able to make a dozen recipes. Simple ones. They don't have to be complicated or fancy, but you know, just plain, simple, good cooking so that you can feed yourself and whoever's in your life and in your home. That we, you know, it's a skill that is a lost art. I mean, there's so many amazing strides that we've made as feminists, especially since second wave feminism has taken hold in the 70s here. You know, I'm a child of a woman who was in the throes of that. But one of the things that we've lost are the domestic arts, you know, and I don't think that home ec class should just be for girls. I really think home economics are really important for both boys and girls. How to sew a button, how to iron a shirt, how to, you know, make pancakes or scrambled eggs, and just simple recipes again that you need to feed yourself through life. Those things are part of growing up.